Sociology Highlights. Listening. William Edward Burgard Du Bois. W.E.B. Du Bois was born in 1868 in Massachusetts. He was descended from slaves on both sides of his family. He became an important sociologist, historian, and campaigner for the rights of black Americans. He graduated from Fisk University and then studied philosophy with William James at Harvard. While studying the African slave trade in Germany, he attended Weber's lectures. In 1894, he became the first black student to be awarded a PhD from Harvard. He carried out a sociological survey of a black district of Philadelphia, and in 1899, he produced a detailed study of occupational and family structure based on interviews, personal observations, and official documents. He showed that the social problems of the black population were not the consequence of their biological characteristics, but all the economic conditions under which they live, and the experience of segregation, prejudice, and exclusion. The real social problem was racism. Du Bois thought that the idea of race had to be seen as a social construction that was imposed on individuals and determines their identity in the eyes of others. African American life was a history of slavery, prejudice, and disadvantage. In 1910, Max Weber said, "I wish to state that Du Bois is the most important sociological scholar anywhere in the southern states of America, with whom no white scholar can compare." He spent his entire life continuing his academic work and working for the rights and dignity of black Americans, and later in the peace movement. In 1910, he became a director of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. After the Second World War, the American government was very suspicious of him because of his work and connections with communists. In 1951, he was prosecuted for his peace work. When Albert Einstein offered to be a character witness, the trial collapsed immediately. In 1961, he moved to Ghana in Africa to work, and while he was there, the United States government would not renew his passport, so he became a citizen of Ghana. He died in 1963 at the age of 95 and was buried in Ghana. He was always a very formal person, an elegant dandy who worked extremely hard. He insisted most people call him Dr. Du Bois. His was a life dedicated to the study of society and fighting ignorance, bigotry, and intolerance. A year after his death, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed in the United States.